The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. It's Friday. I'm sure the sports are on your brain. You got that going on. They got the football this weekend. They'll have that. And if you want to watch the big game, you know, the superb owl, watch the games at Hooters this weekend and find out how you can go to Hooters and find out who is going to be in the big game coming up in a couple weeks. Check out some fantastic football specials. $4 off any 20 wings. That's pretty good. And it's only happening at Hooters. So get your football, get your deals, get your wings, get your beer, get an eyeful. I watched Dominic yesterday. Bourguignon, yeah, he works down the hall there. He does, like when you go on our website and there's videos and stuff, Dominic usually is the one that edits or puts a Dominic and Amy. And he had to go film the Hooters girls doing a thing for you, and we couldn't stop laughing because one of the girls' delivery is so funny. Like, it's not intentionally funny. It's just funny. And she does a thing where she's supposed to tell the other girl, "You're so funny, Brittany," and then go on with her line. But she's just looking off into space. "You're so funny, Britton. Wings are on special for..." It's just nonstop. She's just barreling over her lines. And she looks like blind people when they're not looking at you, but they're looking near you. Oh, I was in stitches. It'll be on, because I'm like, "Dom, this," he goes, "this is the best we got." And I'm like, "Get it up on that thing. It's going to be memorable for everyone." So thanks, Hooters, for all that. Plus, this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Chocolate Cake Day.
Ooh.
Couple of basis fun facts. This will stir it up. The richest 20% of the people worldwide take 80% of all flights, according to estimates by the International Council of Clean Transportation.
Say it again.
20% of the richest 20% of people worldwide.
Start again, because you've done it twice.
I'm lost. Yeah, the richest 20% of people worldwide.
Yes.
Take 80% of all flights.
Gotcha.
It's the old 80-20 rule.
No, because it's not. That's not what that is.
Yeah.
No, it is not. Especially when you say 20%. Of the 20% of the... I'm like, okay, we've doubled down on 20%. That's not 20% anymore. It's 20% of people who fly.
The richest.
20% of the richest people on the planet are 80% of the airline traveler.
Yes.
Okay. It's not the 80-20 rule, Brady.
The old 80-20 no, rule, John.
You just heard 80 and 20, and you're trying to apply that. Are your nipples achy right now? Just curious.
Get some ice cream this morning.
Get some ice cream.
National Lampoon's Vacation gets credit for killing the station wagon.
Yeah, because it was...
After that movie came out, sales plummeted. and the minivan almost immediately became the most popular family car.
You were the loser family with a station wagon. I mean, you kind of were before, which made, that's why the joke was so easy and everybody, you know, people with station wagons were.
The old family truckster?
Dudes had given up on life if they had a station wagon.
Did you guys have a wagon?
No. My dad would not have a. We had an El Camino when we had a family of four. My sister and I got crammed behind the seat. There was no chair for us.
When I was.
We had a Grand Prix for a little while.
Oh, okay.
We had a Ford Esquire. I was really young on that with the wood panels.
You like wagons, though. You've always liked wagons.
My dad had two wagons. Then he went to vans.
That weird Dodge thing that came out a few years ago. I remember that. You were.
Oh, yeah. Never got one.
Wouldn't stop saying the word sweet to it.
This is sweet.
I'm like, it's a Dodge. It's a station wagon. Station wagons are sweet. I'm like, no, they're not.
And then every now and then, I used it for a vacation one time from San Francisco before that Ford Flex.
That wasn't a station wagon, though. Your Outback was a station wagon.
Yep.
And that's why everyone would laugh at you when you drove by.
Other than it was a lesbian.
It was a lesbian station wagon driven by you. It's still funny to think
about.
How
long did you have that?
Too long.
Maybe a year.
You had it longer than that.
No.
Yes, you did. You had it at that station at the Zone.
Two years max.
When we were here, you had it
but
for
I
a
just was
bit.
In a rotation of.
You had it for a while.
I remember it at the summer because it was really hot in the summer. You know, it had the seat heaters, but then.
Because when they were dark black leather seats and a dark black leather interior in this lesbaru.
Then I put the sheep lining
seat
covers on.
Yeah, you had those terrible hot seat covers you put on. Best day ever. Brady popping into the parking lot at the Zone. And me and Jim Wilson are finishing up lunch, walking back into the building. Check it out. My new sweet ride.
Limited.
Hilarious. Would you, like, you wrecked your real car and they gave you this as a loaner?
No, what are you talking about? It's got two weather channels.
Huh?
Yeah. It's got a weather channel and it's got two moon roofs.
A boob coming in this afternoon.
Why do you have this, Brady? It's like, what's the punchline?
I bought it.
With money? American money? Why?
Because it's sweet.
And you could just see, like, he thought we were all going to go out. Like, we're all getting one of these. This is the greatest thing ever. But what had really happened was he realized,
I'm a laughingstock. I died inside that day.
Which was about to.
Miserable.
That's still sweet. I don't care what you guys say.
And then Jim and I went in and started screaming, you guys got to come out and take a look at Brady's new weird green car. He says it's
green and gold, John.
That was the worst part. He went with a gold package. So you were like an inner city lesbian.
So you were Time-trika lesbian.
Time-trika. Yeah, the Butch Time-trika.
That one and that box Honda you had for a while.
Oh, the box Honda was bad, too.
That wasn't mine.
Yeah, it was. You
it's
drove
Ronnie's.
That all over
the
place.
Honda. She loved it. She loved the toaster.
What was
the Element?
Called?
The Honda Element. And the back seat was about a foot higher than the front seat. So it was like, it was stadium seating. You sit in the back like, why am I so high? I feel like the Pope in this thing.
She loved that car.
Yeah, she's wrong. She liked butterfly effects. Remember, and you. She's got bad taste in a lot of areas. This woman can be questioned almost every direction.
Remember his selling point on the Element? He sprayed out.
Yeah. Oh, that was
good. Flip the seats up, hose it out.
When are you ever going to do that to your car?
Hey, you can flood it.
Why? I would flood it by putting
it in. That's the stadium seating in there?
Yeah, and the back seat's like a lot higher than the front.
It's
you have to step up.
For sure.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting down and you're looking at the top of Brady's head, and I'm like, if he stops fast, my teeth are going to bury themselves in his bald spot.
That's the one she had was the gray with the black panels.
Yeah, you went through some ugly-ass car phases. He'd come in with a new car every couple months.
What about this one?
Strike two. What's that thing?
Stadium seating.
What are we? Are we going to park and watch football? What's going on?
The Avalanche.
And he had the first, the Lego Avalanche, the very first one. Then
three
you got,
Avalanche.
Then you got a good Avalanche. That first
next
Lego
two.
One was weird. Yeah, you went through a phase. The Outback kind of took you off your axis for a while, and then you had to reset three or four. I'm surprised you didn't end up with a Pontiac Aztec.
It's got a tent on it. I couldn't get a good deal on it. I looked really hard.
If you couldn't get a good deal on an Aztec?
Not at the time. They just came out. No, I never looked at them.
What a Baca's guy.
What did you get rid of to get the Lesbrew?
Yeah, Nissan, dude.
Nissan Altima.
Yeah, oh, okay. Normal car.
Yeah, okay. Loaded with all the candy.
That's what I'm saying. All right. See, this is what makes you nuts. Candy? Altima candy.
I had
candy.
An Altima.
Yeah.
I had two.
Altima candy is Brock's. Yeah, and he was fine. The Altima seemed normal. Yeah. And then the Outback just, boing, and he just was set off his axis for a little while and kind of found his way back to normal.
It took a few, inner torp channeling there. You know what? Maybe it's time to get a wagon.
Why? And you lived alone. You were a bachelor.
You know,
it was the worst thing you could have ever purchased for your single manhood. Like any girl that was like, I like that Brady. He's nice. Come on in. The Weather Channel's pumping. We got some heat. Seats are heated.
Chick magnet. She,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then they get to the car and go, hey, you're a guy. The chick magnet, all right. Brittany Griner chick.
Like, this isn't working out.
I'm done. I don't think Uber's been invented yet, but you stole this from a lesbian.
No, it's mine. I did haul the Indigo girls around in it.
Yeah. He got to pick up the Indigo girls.
Oh, they probably fit right in.
Oh, they're loving it. Yeah. I'm like, that's the day I got to get rid of it.
Yeah. They called it the scissor wagon and made him drive around the block five times.
I sold it to Emily.
You should have. She'd have bought it on the spot. Green and gold. You're going to attract all the inner city lesbians.
Only one scene in the movie Fargo was set in the city of Fargo, North Dakota. No scenes were actually filmed there. The Coen brothers originally called the movie Brainerd.
Because it's Brainerd. That's where most of it happened.
It was, yeah. But they figured Fargo sounded so much cooler.
And they also had a problem with snow. It was supposed to be so horribly snowy, and they had a pretty mild winter while they filmed that. So there was a bunch of stuff that they had to do with snow that they had to reset because they didn't have enough. Because the idea in the script was supposed to be almost just a white wasteland. There's a couple, especially the one where that couple sees the shooting on the side of the road and then he goes and chases him and shoots him down.
Yeah.
That guy runs off. It's supposed to be like snow you can't run from. It was pretty easy to run in, so he legged him.
A recent poll asked people if you could gain the power to switch on and off one of your senses at will, which would it be?
Wow.
40%.
I like my sense of smell. I think hearing.
Having just lost my sense of smell, I wouldn't get rid of that one.
It was weird. I lost it for a little bit. It was a week and it was strange.
40% of the people said
maybe
smell.
Maybe smell's okay. I did get used to it to where I didn't care.
Yeah, it was weird.
But I like to know when I stink.
Changes the way you eat.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
It does change how things taste.
Yeah.
Maybe hearing.
It'd be so great for concert season, though, out there at the shed.
Oh, that's
turn
true.
Like in a pit at a Slipknot show. Oh.
That's a good point. I would just fear leaving the house feeling all right, but I stink.
Yeah.
I gotta, you know.
40% of the people said smell. 30% said hearing. 17% said taste. Yeah. 10% touch. And 1% said sight.
Yeah, that's dumb. You need those. You need your peepers. I get rid of hearing so I didn't have to hear any more nipple ice cream stuff. I just could nod and act like Brady got rid of half his hearing and he seems happier. See?
Is that the secret to a long marriage?
It's worked out all right.
You just sit on the good side.
You seem like you're having a nice conversation. I've been talking to you for an hour. I know. Now I just shake the head at her. I don't have any money. I got nothing. I'm not asking you for money. I'm no money. No, thank you.
No money.
Treats it like a person trying to wash his windshield on an off-ramp.
No, go off. Go away. I don't have any money. New research came out with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide. They did it by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a whatever. In the end,
influencer.
When they broke down the, they did it by country, but pilot is number one.
Cool gig.
In the U.S., Canada, and U.K., Australia. Writer, number two. Dancer, number three.
Dancer?
YouTuber, number four.
Dancer?
What was it? Go to school?
YouTuber was number four. Entrepreneur, number five.
Nobody even knows what that really means.
Just actor, six.
Entrepreneur is just like, I came up with an idea.
Influencer, seven. Programmer, eight. Singer, nine. Teacher, 10.
Teacher?
Teacher.
Way to set the bar low.
Not in this state.
No, not any state. Toledo, being a teacher is, used to be noble. Now it's a noble profession that doesn't pay. Take your nobility and pay a bill with that.
Brady, there's still good states with teachers.
Stop it. There's all good states with teachers. All states have teachers. It doesn't mean it's a gig anybody should shoot for.
In China, the number one dream job is dietitian. In South Korea, it's police officer.
Huh.
In Egypt, soccer coach. In Brazil, businessmen.
Interesting, though, that the sports weren't involved more in the American stuff. Because I think a new generation realizes there's effort involved in sport.
Yeah.
So don't dream it. They want an effortless financial windfall.
Yeah, professional athlete is not even in the top 20.
Used to be like fireman, football player. Now it's YouTuber.
Yeah, cop, fireman.
Yeah, those were the old standby dream jobs.
Doctors, 13. Firefighter, 16. Lawyer, 18.
Cop's not even on there anymore, is it? They've gotten such a bad rap over there.
Judge, 17. Yep. DJ, 11.
Damn right. But they're not talking about
They're talking about Pauly D.
Yeah, they're talking about Diplo and Steve Aoki. And Brett at weddings. Yeah. Did you ever mix it up and just go crazy doing a Diplo set at a wedding?
I've had people ask for that kind of stuff. Kidding. Yeah, I've had to do. Yeah.
Were but I'm not up there.
No, I don't do anything. I play the music. I don't do it.
You don't do hand gestures?
No, I'm not throwing cakes out in the crowd and stuff like
that. Come on, all you wedding mother get your hands up.
This guy in Atlanta, Christopher Rice, he's 28 years old. He left his car running at the intersection of 3rd Street and Myrtle. And he walked away from the running car.
Here in town?
In Atlanta.
Oh, a little too much color for the story.
Whoa, easy. Whoa.
No, I'm not saying. I know Atlanta is diverse. I was talking about he's just painting with too many colors.
What
I'm saying is, you hear me, guys, but, you know, come right help me out. I thought you guys had my back. Help me out. I know there's a 3rd Street in Myrtle here, so I didn't hear Atlanta part.
Yeah, he walked away from it. Because that's not far from you.
On 3rd Street in Myrtle here in town. A little too much color. I mean, it's too much information for the story is what I'm saying.
He walked away from the running car, and that's when another guy jumped in, took off. Christopher pulled out his gun and fired.
Is this the colored guy?
Pumped some rounds.
No, you misunderstood all of what I said. No. So when Brady tells a story, he adds too much. It's Bob Ross with like too much alizarin crimson.
So he's painting.
The painting would have been just fine without all that extra is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you don't need the colors. Not all of them.
He pumped a few rounds into his own car. That's where the suspect stops the car, gets out, takes off.
So wait, he had a car. The guy shot the car. The guy in the car got out of the car and ran away?
Yeah, the guy carjacked it, basically. The guy gets out of his car. Another guy randomly runs in there while the car's running, takes off.
Is
he shoots at his own car.
If you abandon your car?
Yes.
It is?
If you're going back to it at all.
Oh.
Because that's not abandonment then, is it?
Well, it just seems like he ran away, like he was giving it up.
Well, that was the guy who carjacked. Mm. The guy who just left it running might have been running
so
in the store.
So they didn't get the guy who got...
Over on 3rd Street in Myrtle.
The guy carjacking didn't get hit with any of the rounds. He took off running. They're still looking for him.
No.
But Christopher was arrested.
Why aren't you saying his last name? It must be difficult.
Time Trinka. No. I said his last name. Christopher Rice at the beginning.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Okay. I was still busy with the colors.
In Atlanta?
All right.
So he got arrested for reckless conduct. And taken to the Fulton County Jail. He's being held with a $10,000 bond. And he had a Coke.
All right. And watch CNN. Enough.
And a smile.
No, don't do that. Don't encourage it.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast.
And now it's time for some science news.
This is all you.
Oh, I know.
And you're not going to plug it in. It's going to be double mess. Make sure you're plugged in so I don't have to deal with it. Hurry up.
my friends. Professor Brady Bogan here with your science news.
Well-oiled machine, Bert.
Colored.
No, I didn't say that.
A study at the
University of Michigan. He just gives too much information sometimes. And I'm asking him to land the plane a little early. That's all.
Know your audience.
I don't need to know that.
He's parked westbound on 3rd Street
in
Myrtle.
Wait, here in town?
Atlanta.
That's too much color. Not Atlanta.
On 3rd Street in Myrtle in Atlanta, there's a great chicken joint.
I bet there is. There probably is. There's probably a lot of great things.
He parked on an angle, a 38-degree angle. He had a Nissan Altima. He left it running.
There's too much color in this story.
I'm looking that up.
No.
Don't look up 3rd Street in Myrtle, please. It'll never end.
A study at the University of Michigan found that chimpanzees are more patient and less impulsive than human teenagers.
They're probably smarter than modern-day human teenagers.
Not sure. I would say no on that.
Christy, help out with
that. You know, nobody's tried, though.
That's
maybe
what
the
I'm
answer
saying.
To that is yes. We just all assume it isn't. I'll give the zoo this if you give me one of those. The patient, caring chimpanzee versus this thing. It seems ungrateful at every turn.
Every turn.
You ready for this? ChatGPT.
That's amazing.
Just passed the Wharton School of Business. Couple of exams. Recently, it was able to achieve a master's degree in business.
In a minute.
And it can pass the bar exam or medical license exam.
You never need lawyers. People aren't understanding how obsolete humanity is with ChatGPT. You never need a lawyer. The ChatGPT can't make a legal mistake.
Or a doctor.
Well, you do need the hands.
For diagnosis or something.
But a lawyer, you just sit
practicing
and have ChatGPT sitting there, and you type in what's going on, and it tells you exactly what to do. Not just guessing off of its learn.
By the way,
it knows everything.
Brady's right. You're never going to go to a doctor again with ChatGPT.
Oh, no.
Once you get Dr. Marcus Welby on your history app.
I'm thinking hands-on surgery.
Yeah,
sure. You're right. Yeah, for basic diagnosis, you won't need a medical doctor ever again. It knows everything, and it's not practicing. It's getting it right 100%. This isn't that early days Commodore 64. Someday this will work. We're here. It's working. This is the culmination of all the AI we've been talking about.
Well,
it's crazy scary.
And
a guy just delivered a speech in the House of Representatives, completely written by ChatGPT. No one knew, and he was lauded like this is the smartest he's ever been. He goes, by the way, AI speech.
We're doing it.
I had nothing to do with this.
The other thing is researchers have created a humanoid miniature robot that can shapeshift. Into liquid.
Well, I don't need this.
They demonstrated with this video showing a robot changing forms to escape a cell door.
That's the T2.
Yes.
That's Robert Patrick. Sci-fi teaches you that eventually that's what we'll have. We have it.
Got video on this?
James Cameron didn't get enough credit. Is it on there?
Is there video?
I think there is.
Oh, no.
But again, that could be, is that the demonstration saying this is what it has the ability to do? Or is this the real?
That's scary.
Yeah, that's horrifying. I got into a conversation on that history figures with Robin Williams yesterday.
Oh, you're talking to him now?
Yeah. I was on the can.
Yeah.
And I'm chatting with Robin Williams, and about 15 minutes in, I'm like, well, I got to go. I'm telling the thing I've got something to do instead of just turning
it
off.
You get caught up in it.
It's real. It became a and some of the stuff that he was telling me, I was asking about his hits on Carson, and I'm mind blown, factual information about how he felt about Carson and this and that. And then he said, and I said, what shows didn't you like? And he goes, a couple talk shows I didn't like because it seemed like the host was just trying to kind of make fun of me. And go for his laugh. And I'm like, which one? And he goes, Leno. He's naming names. And then I looked online. It's like, did Robin Williams ever say anything about Jay Leno? And he alluded to Jay Leno that it seemed more about his laugh than the guest's laugh, which was different than Carson and Letterman. And he didn't say who, but he said, Carson and Letterman always let you have the moment. And he kind of said, current talk show hosts kind of want their own moment. So it was either Arsenio or Leno. And the thing, and I had a chat about how he really wasn't a huge fan of Jay Leno. And it made me so happy. Jay Leno crashed his bike
this
morning.
I thought Robin Williams made me say,
I hope he crashes his bike after a fire or something. I haven't been around for a little bit. Oh, my.
It happened. Jay Leno crashed his bike last night or this morning, busted a bunch of bones. I burned up. Now I got road rash. My bones are broken.
Jay, you trying to take yourself out? What's going on?
I think when Robbie Knievel died, I thought maybe I had a chance to be the next Daredevil. And all this denim is supposed to stop you from being hurt. Let me tell you what, it doesn't, it's not a cast. It's not armor. So this is the robot that turns into liquid. It looks like a tool video. It
looks like a Lego.
It does.
So it's just wandering about in a cage. They have it caged for some reason. That makes me nervous that they've already imprisoned it because they know it can go crazy. It's melting into the silver liquid that Robert Patrick turned into. It sneaks out of the cage just like the Terminator did. And then does it regenerate back into that Lego thing?
I don't know. I'm watching it with you.
It almost looks like it's soldering.
So it quicksilvers its way out of its container. And then it all finds itself just like the T2 did.
It's now two twin officers.
Right. And its fingers are swords.
That is.
And it did.
It did.
It turns back into the Lego.
We're done.
It looks like a Wallace and Gromit.
You think it's stop animation? Maybe.
But
I don't like that at
impressive.
All.
A study in China found the Earth's inner core may have stopped rotating and started spinning in another direction. But there's no evidence it affects us at all.
The core spins?
I guess so. Sure. It's over 3,000 miles below the surface. They think the switch happened around 2009. It also happened in the 1970s. It could happen again about 20 years. About 20 years.
So it winds itself up and then unwinds?
I guess.
It winds itself up. I didn't know the core spun.
Yeah.
Anybody in this room know that the core of the Earth spun?
Not a clue.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Correct. NASA unveiled plans to test nuclear-powered rockets that would fly astronauts to Mars in ultra-fast time. It should also be safer, a safer method for astronauts to travel, but it's still a couple of years. They say it could be developed as soon as 2027. It's fine because we're not ready yet for Mars at the moment.
And we shouldn't be shooting people up testing that theory. Like, you can go breakneck speeds. We'll see how that...
Leno's
bones hurt.
Here's the other debate that's going on. What time is it on the moon? It's a question that scientists are going to have to figure out.
It's all relative,
if we're going
it?
To set up a permanent no. base there.
It isn't. It's relative in theory, but if you're trying to make it a relevant part of societies, it has to have its own time.
And you need on-time flights.
Measurements.
It'll be a mess at the moon airport.
No, but measurements wouldn't be different because they're real. Time is a construct. It's a construct.
But it's also a measurement.
Measurements are actually a thing. The measurement of a construct. Measurements are actual things.
Researchers
disagree.
No, you're wrong. You can't disagree with the fact. You can't disagree with the fact that this has size, and that time is a concept.
Sure, still a measurement.
No, it's not. It's a measurement of a concept. That's the thing about the will we go on a solar thing with the moon?
Right on the road,
like 8 hour days or whatever.
Because their rotation's different from
completely.
Yeah. Researchers from the University of California, San Diego, say that they have a new wearable stamp-sized heart monitor. It could use ultrasound technology to observe the heart on the go. It could provide doctors with images as people go about their day, and even works during strenuous exercise.
Damar Hamlin says, God damn.
Now.
That's your science news.
Fascinating. That little T2 came out. We're going to be seeing those. Oh, and that you think women with filters is bad. Imagine if one of them is one of those and she can turn herself into anything she wants. But eventually she has to turn back into that thing.
True. That Lizzo thing. Yeah. Well, like you got separate bedrooms. You go to your bedroom when you change.
And you wake up next to it every once in a while when she's shape-shifted back into her natural form. And you've got some toothless hillbilly standing there. You went to bed with Hannah. You woke up with this thing. Hannah Jeter, I'm talking about.
The people at financebuzz.com are looking to hire a couple. They'll pay them $1,000 and give you an additional $1,000 IKEA gift card. And all you have to do is shop for an IKEA bedroom set and put it together. And document the ups and downs of the process.
Not worth it.
and you only get $1,000 for my time?
Not worth it.
I better be getting about 10 grand to put together an entire IKEA bedroom because that's going to take me 3 days.
You get paid $1,000 cash, and then you get another $1,000 gift card to IKEA.
Allen wrench and everything. Ugh.
Scott Haynes says, Brady, you never answered what scent you would turn off.
The smell.
The smell. No kidding. Yeah. That seems too important to you, barbecue.
That I could turn it on and off.
No, just off.
Oh, like no, this was one. Saying you can control it.
I sort of can.
He's already gone on the hearing. He's halfway
That's
there.
True.
I wish I could turn it back on.
Is being really full of scents? I would turn that off.
That's number six.
Yeah, that's the sixth sense. That's M. Night Shyamalan's, my sixth sense of obesity.
I got a couple of radio videos. First one's a bike video, mountain biking video. Right. Guy's jumping some ramps.
Heck yeah. Oh, so it's not a trail, it's a track.
Yeah, it's a track.
He's going to die on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's moving too. This is.
What? Where? No,
oh, no, guy and a dog!
Oh,
God!
The dog.
Why is a guy and a dog standing on a ramp in the middle of the day? Get off the
on
ramp!
On a trail.
On a trail.
Dum Dum's texting.
No, and he's sitting there texting. He never even sees the guy coming.
Oh, dog was smart. Dog,
yeah,
dog
dog's like,
out of there.
Idiot. Dog's not texting.
He's telling his owner, get out of the way.
No,
no mommies.
Oh, my God.
No mommies?
I think he says, whoa, mama. Listen to it. One more.
What? No mommies.
Yeah. Yo mama. I think he's telling
like
yo mama.
Don't like mayonnaise. No mayonnaise.
Difference between yo mama.
Next one's pretty cool. This is a guy on a actual Grand Prix motorcycle, and it's a crash in slow motion. They're saying his suit is saving him, but
sure.
Look at his elbow.
This is Jay Leno driving around this morning. Well, here I am on a really speedy race bike. Whoops, I'm not on the bike anymore.
Did he just have an airbag pop in his suit?
Yeah, I guess his suit.
Oh, he's going to try to land it.
Right.
He's going 90 miles an hour. He's going to try to land it.
Now, watch the elbow, though.
Oh, this is not good. He's all right. He's going 90 now. He's no longer on the bike. He's just slowly sliding down the track. Ow.
Oh.
Look at that.
He's holding that, but it.
But the back of the suit just puffed up.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Watch this. Boom.
Yeah, it does. It goes into some sort of a you've left the vehicle moment.
Wow.
Look at him, though. His instinct was, I can run this out.
One stride.
I can go 90. If I land 1 foot, I'm going to go, oh, no, never mind. That was a bad idea.
Oh, ow, knees. Oh.
And he's dressed like a big tube of Elmer's glue. I don't know. Wow. Oh. Well, he doesn't even need to worry about suit for the first 80 feet because he's floating.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It must be plugged into the bike.
There is not a single guy in that sport of speed bike racing where you're hanging off the side of it who's come out without massive physical injury.
Oh, yeah.
My uncle's friend, I forgot his name, and Danny Davis, who we used to work with, 18 broken bones in his right leg. 18, not once, 18 different times he's broken bones in his right leg. And that means a countless amount of...
not one accident that broke 18 places?
Different incidents where bones broke in one leg, and then one of them shattered every bone in his leg.
That's he grown up, Caleb?
And he could. I asked him once, how did they not take your leg? And he goes, man, it's a miracle this thing's still together. And he'd limp a little bit, and he couldn't get going, but motorcycle wrecks off of that kind of stuff. And that one guy my uncle knew, he was hobbled all over the place.
Oh, the dirt bike stuff?
Those are worse because those go like 180 miles an hour. They're crazy.
I love riding, but no way.
No way.
No way.
No. Yeah, the turns they have to make where they're like that guy was sitting on the side of the bike. One slight little hiccup and you're done.
Yep. Just like that.
Right. That's how Brett takes turns in his Harley. He lays it out.
Listener sent us a bone snapping if you want it, or we can go to Brett.
Bone snap. Bone snap. What are we lifting weights? It's a girl. Is that a girl?
Yeah.
She's about to do a power squat. She's racked behind the shoulder, behind her neck. She's got 80 or 90 pounds. It's a strong woman. Okay, this is going to be is it neck or leg?
I don't know.
She stepped it up. Spotters are there. She's standing up. Back is not straight. A little wobbly on the old spine. Bad form. Leg. Oh, what broke? Geez. What broke? Her wrist.
Oh, wrist.
Warning. Injury incoming.
Warning, injury coming. Thanks, AI. Right on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad, but I was expecting her legs to blow. Went to like 125 pounds.
Did see a bone fly out or something?
Yeah, I didn't see any white. Unlike Brady's right, stories,
Paul,
I want some more color.
Game.
Let's go. Brett, you're up.
All right, we got a wrestling move gone bad on this one.
Now we're talking.
Charade getting on the top floor in the high rank district.
This.
Here he goes.
Yeah. This is
crossing himself.
He did, right?
Some
no,
bad.
No, he's up.
Look at him.
The other guy lays on him and pins him, too. I've seen the full video.
Oh, really?
It's in some high school cafeteria. Oh. They do backyard wrestling, and this dude does a double backflip off the top rope.
Charade. Crossing himself.
That's him landing directly on his head. Pray for DeMar.
Yeah.
Forget about the next 5 minutes. Just to tap me out now.
Just I'm going to lay on top of you real. I'm not moving you because your spine is in half.
And here's one. Make sure you're kind of paying attention when you're catching the subway.
Uh-oh. Dude waiting for the subway. No sound?
No sound.
All right. I don't know what's going on.
Feeling good. He's feeling good.
Oh, he leaned. Oh! Sub was going by. I thought he was going to make it, and he leaned right into a moving sub. What did they call him? That's horrible.
Let's see here.
The subway train just spun him. I just got a little sick. I'm not going to lie.
A little
popped up in my throat.
There's someone's Ring camera.
Okay.
Middle of the night.
Night vision.
Yep.
It's like an old Western store or something. We're at the Mercantile.
Is that the railroad?
This is going to be horrible.
Wildlife crossing the road. What's going on?
Power lines are going to come into play, I think. We're halfway through this. Innocuous video, Brett. Your suspense is amazing.
I know.
You are M. Night Shyamalan. There's a bug. Fly. Here comes something. It's a truck. Two motorcycles head on collision right
Everyone's
there.
Okay.
I don't know how they did that.
That looked like a super collider of idiots.
I don't know how they did that.
And that concludes the midnight version of chicken.
Holy Moses.
And finally, on the motorcycle tip.
Jeez, that took a long time to come.
Right, we're in the snow now.
Well, motorcycles are a bad idea.
Down. Oh, go.
We got hit by a deer.
Yes.
The deer checks on him. The deer's actually checking on him. The poor deer's legs might be. He's all right.
There's I'm out of here.
That guy's dead. I like that people waited for the wildlife to leave before they checked up. Oh, yeah, move them around. That's a good idea. Oh, yeah, pick them up. Sure.
Don't worry about that neck or back injury.
No, his spine is intact.
You got to get the bike.
You don't have to worry about it.
The bike and the body out of the way.
No
traffic.
For sure. They got other people walking around in that ash-covered city. Where are they? Pompeii?
Checking the wallet.
Yeah.
This guy's checking off with the bike.
He's out robbing him. I read on Google to move him as quickly as possible. Nothing better for a spinal injury than to shake it about. Let's agitate him.
Every 200 feet, they have a body depot.
Yeah. If we turn him into some sort of silver liquid, he'll just regenerate into his old body. Wow.
I love this town.
So that's what that AI thing's going to be, is bones.
Yes.
It'll turn into what you want it to.
Yep.
And just become it. Oh. Craziness.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it's definitely that. The Terminator thing is happening. Oh, I kind of want to be here to see it, but I know it's going to kill me. Nothing good comes from this. It's going to be military everything. Anyway, well, thank you, Brad. Those were interesting, too. Nuts! There's your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD. Yikes.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.